that could come forth in my life. And if I seem to have a setback, I don't let that destroy my faith. Because what would that profit me? What would that profit me? If I then say, oh, he's not going to do it. I should just, well, then it's guaranteed it's not going to happen. And then I'm guaranteed to be like the Israelites in the wilderness who fainted when faced with difficult trials. I'm not going to faint. I'm not going to give up. So let's come boldly unto the throne of grace. He's gracious. Let's come. Let's go to him. Lord, deliver me from all my iniquities. Deliver me. And let the deliverance not be as painful as it has been. Sometimes deliverance is painful. Sometimes I wish it wasn't so. But I'd rather have the help than the comfort. I mean, the comfort of not going through difficulty to overcome sin. Sometimes we go through tense emotional circumstances, but he knows what that's like too. So let's trust the Lord. We can come forth boldly. That doesn't mean you go, you know, thump, hey, JC, give me some action, you know, or just some nonsense like that with some sort of familiarity that would be inappropriate. We are coming before a throne. You know, the idea of boldly is parousia, which I think before I said was, in the sense of, with frankness, I'm guessing, because I don't remember exactly what it was. I believe it was frankness. Come speaking frankly. What do you want? What do you need from God? Don't be afraid. You don't have to couch it in all kinds of language of flowery stuff to be like, well, Lord, if I could just, you know, come boldly. Lord, you promised I could be delivered. You would turn me from my iniquity. Therefore, Lord, give me this promise. You know, be bold like that to just ask. Say, Lord, give it to me. You promised it to me. I want it. Please let me have it. You come and just ask. You said you'd be gracious to me. Therefore, be gracious.